Now here's a snapshot of the way Americans are disposing of some of their income. U.S. consumers spent more money last month than economists thought they would. Retail sales rose 1.4%. At the same time, though, the world's largest retailer, Walmart, reported quarterly profits that were slightly less than Wall Street analysts had predicted. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Retail sales had their strongest showing in 7 months, and the 1.4% rise was double what many experts were predicting. Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, suggests the number is particularly impressive because many economists thought that the high cost of gasoline would put a damper on other retail sales.
As it turns out, consumer spending, even excluding gasoline, was up a full percentage point. Now, to put that into perspective, consumer spending is the lifeblood of the economy. It's basically what drives economic growth. 3 to 4% economic growth in a year is considered strong.
Some economists caution, however, that the April figures may be artificially high because of the way the government adjusted its data to account for the early Easter holiday. In any case, 11 of the 13 retail industries tracked by the government showed sales gains last month. High-end specialty retailers continued to do well, and yesterday Target Corporation posted a 26% jump in quarterly profits. But Walmart's earnings fell short of analysts' expectations. Retail industry analyst Jeffrey Kleinfelter of Piper Jaffray says there's a striking disparity in how well various retailers are doing.
Clearly there's a have and have not situation out there with consumers. The higher end demographic, higher average income or household income, clearly outperforming the lower income at this point.
He says it's not just that higher income consumers have more money to spend. It's also that higher income shoppers are buying things such as apparel that carry relatively high profit margins. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.